Race with Buffalo. There was a time when all the animals lived in peace, when no one ate anyone else. All the animals were the same color because they had not yet painted their faces. Buffalo was the largest and strongest of the animals. He was getting hungry. He wanted to be chief of all the animals. He wanted to draw strength from all the other animals by eating their flesh. Buffalo wanted to become the eater of all animals. The human people also said that they should become the chief of all the animals. People wanted to draw strength from the animals by eating their flesh too, and they wanted to be the chief of all the animals. So Buffalo challenged the human people to a race, and the human peoples consented to this. But the human peoples decided that they could not run fast enough because buffalo had four legs and humans had only two. So they chose the bird people to race for them. Hummingbird started the race against Run Slender Buffalo, but fell behind quickly because her wings were too small. Magpie took over. With each beat of her wings, she moved past Run Slender Buffalo by no more than the length of her bill. At the starting sticks, many animals began to line up to watch the finish. Raccoon, who had fallen out of the race early, had returned to the starting sticks. Now he stood up between the sticks and put out his little hand for the runners to touch as they passed. He would feel the touch of whoever was in the lead and then turn toward the winner. Closer and closer came the Run Slender Buffalo, and some of the animals feared Raccoon would be trampled. Magpie gradually flew nearer to the ground so she could brush Raccoon's little hands as she flew past. Raccoon did not move, but stared straight at the outrushing pair. Magpie seemed to be pulling ahead. Run Slender Buffalo leaned forward as she ran to touch Raccoon's hand with her great nose. Magpie's wingtip touched Raccoon's little hand, and he turned toward her an instant before Run Slender Buffalo thundered past, and he was surrounded by a great cloud of dust. All the animals waited breathlessly for the dust to settle. At last, there stood Raccoon with his little hand raised toward the path of Magpie. The human people had won the race. The buffalo wandered the great plains and ate grass, and the people became the great hunters of the chief of all animals.